Il-program li ser tisimaw huwa miġjub lilkom bix-xewqat tajba tar-rappreżentanza tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea f'Malta.
Insemmilkom jina Kida Mikolintikom merħba għal-edizzjoni oħra tal-programm Aħna l-Ewropa imtella mir-rappreżentanza tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea f'Malta.
Aħlan bikum fi Misr. Welcome to Egypt. Our distinguished guests, from Egypt, the cradle of civilization, from Sinai, the blessed land, welcome to COP27.
Di kienet il-merħba formali lill-rappreżentanti kollha mexxejja, presidenti, prim ministri u rappreżentanti tal-gvernijiet tal-kważi 200 pajjiż membru fin-Nazzjonijiet Magħquda li matul din il-ġimgħa iltaqgħu f'Sharm el-Sheikh l-Eġittu għal COP27. Il-konferenza tal-presidenti kif hija magħrufa li qed issegwi laqgħa importanti li seħħet is-sena li għaddiet bħal dan iż-żmien fi Glasgow, Renju Unit. U din is-sena il-mexxejja qed jiltaqgħu f'kuntest kompletament differenti quddiem tliet sfidi ewlenin: il-gwerra fl-Ukraina, il-kriżi tal-enerġija u ż-żieda fil-prezzijiet, l-inflazzjoni, l-għoli tal-ħajja. U quddiem dan kollu quddiem sfidi oħrajn li qed taffaċċja l-umanità li dalwaqt se tiżdied għal familja kbira ta' 8 biljun persuna. Il-mexxejja tal-pajjiżi kollha msieħba fin-Nazzjonijiet Magħquda qed jippruvaw isibu qbil fuq x'tip ta' impenn konkret se jkun hemm biex titrażżan it-temperatura milli tkompli tiżdied. Il-mira kienet ta' 1.5 gradi Celsius. Imma ċar anke mir-rapport li nħarġu f'dawn l-aħħar jiem u anke mir-rapport li nħareġ f'dawn l-aħħar ftit sigħat biss konferma li id-dinja mhux se jnexxilha trażżan mill-temperatura ma taqbisx il-1.5 gradi Celsius meta mqabbel mal-livelli tal-1990. U l-esperti kollha jargumentaw li jekk se jkun hemm din iż-żieda li tkun aktar minn grad Celsius u nofs, l-effetti, l-impatt se jkun possibilment devastanti ħafna fuq l-umanità. U għal daqstant il-mexxejja verament għandhom din ir-responsabilità kbira li pajjiżhom juhu azzjoni konkreta. Xi ħaġa li diversi kellima waqt il-konferenza matul din il-ġimgħa argumentaw li iva waqt li kien hemm qbil fuq x'tip ta' azzjoni għandhom jieħdu l-pajjiżi membri, il-problema hija li l-pajjiżi qed jonqsu milli implementaw dak li qablu fuqu nuqqas ta' impenn. U dan kien id-diskors tal-Segretarju Ġenerali tan-Nazzjonijiet Magħquda Antonio Guterres waqt li għamel referenza wkoll għal kif l-umanità se tkompli tiżdied f'dawn il-jiem li ġejjin.
In just days, our planet's population will cross a new threshold. The 8 billionth member of our human family will be born. This milestone puts into perspective what this climate conference is all about. How will we answer when baby 8 billion is old enough to ask? What did you do for our world and for our planet when you had the chance? Excellencies, this UN climate conference is a reminder that the answer is in our hands. And the clock is ticking. We are in the fight of our lives and we are losing. Greenhouse gas emissions keep growing, global temperatures keep rising, and our planet is fast approaching tipping points that will make climate chaos irreversible. We are on a highway to climate hell with our foot still on the accelerator.
B'dik it-twissija ċara li għamel is-Segretarju Ġenerali tan-Nazzjonijiet Magħquda Antonio Guterres fil-bidunet ta' din il-konferenza it-tnejn li għadda, Imbagħad wit tatri għad-diskussjoni li segwit wara li kienet tematika kull ġurnata diskutow l-impatt ta' tibdil fil-klima fuq setturi differenti mill-ekonomija għas-saħħa u l-ambjent fost l-oħrajn. Imma il-Segretarju Ġenerali tan-Nazzjonijiet Magħquda tkellem ukoll dwar xi xtiqjara minn din il-konferenza. Patt li qal ta' solidarjetà bejn dawk il-pajjiżi l-aktar li qed jikkontribwixxu għat tniġġis fl-atmosfera meta mqabbel ma' dawk il-pajjiżi li sfortunatament qed ibatu l-konsegwenzi ta' l-azzjonijiet ta' pajjiżi aktar żviluppati u għal daqstant tħallsu prezz qares ħafna u għoli ħafna għal azzjonijiet ta' pajjiżi żviluppati oħrajn. U fil-fatt diversi pajjiżi inqas żviluppati qed jargumentaw li iva waqt li jaqblu li għandhom jieħdu azzjoni fil-konfront ta' traż-żin ta' tibdil fil-klima imma il-prezz għandu jitħallas mill-pajjiżi żviluppati. U fil-fatt f'dan is-sens tkellem il-Segretarju Ġenerali tan-Nazzjonijiet Magħquda u jidher li hemm progress sinifikanti f'dawn l-aħħar erba' tiem kien hemm progress fit-taħdidiet biex ikun hemm font ta' solidarjetà li jgħin lill-pajjiżi inqas żviluppati jilqgħu għal l-effetti ta' tibdil fil-klima.
And that is why at the beginning of COP27 I'm calling for a historic pact between developed and developing economies, and especially developed and emerging economies, a climate solidarity pact. A pact in which all countries make an extra effort to reduce emissions this decade in line with 1.5 degree goal. A pact in which wealthier countries and international financial institutions provides financial and technical assistance to help emerging economies speed their own renewable energy transition. A pact to end dependence on fossil fuels and the building of new coal plants, phasing out coal in OECD countries by 2030 and everywhere else by 2040. A pact that will provide universal, affordable, sustainable energy for all. A pact in which developed and emerging economies unite around a common strategy and combine capacities and resources for the benefit of humankind. The two largest economies, the United States and China, have a particular responsibility to join efforts to make this pact a reality. And this is our only hope of meeting our climate goals. Humanity has a choice, cooperate or perish. It is either a climate solidarity pact or a collective suicide pact.
Twissija ċara ħafna mis-Segretarju Ġenerali tan-Nazzjonijiet Magħquda Antonio Guterres li qal li dan jista' jkun moment fejn matulu naqblu biex ikun hemm patt ta' solidarjetà speċjalment għal pajjiżi inqas żviluppati jew inkella jkun patt ta' suwiċida li jaffettwa mhux biss lil dawn il-pajjiżi imma l-umanità kollha. Ħansegu issa x'inhi l-viżjoni, x'inhi l-pożizzjoni tal-Unjoni Ewropea f'dan kollu għaliex kif nafu f'dan il-programm u anke bil-programm innifsu tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea li bdiet fl-2019 immexxija minn Ursula von der Leyen kien hemm din id-direzzjoni politika biex l-Unjoni Ewropea tieħu l-ekonomija tagħha aktar sostenibbli u ħarġet b'dan il-Patt Ekoloġiku Ewropew magħruf bħala l-European Green Deal u kien f'dan il-kuntest u f'dan il-qafas li tkellmet il-President tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea Ursula von der Leyen.
The climate is changing faster than our capacity to adapt. So the world must deliver better and faster. The global fossil fuel crisis must be a game changer. And my friends, let us not take the highway to hell. Let us earn the clean ticket to heaven. That is our responsibility. And for Europe, the answer is Repower EU. We're not just cutting our dependency on Russian fossil fuels. That is good, but that is not enough. But we are massively accelerating the rollout of renewables. The European Union's additional renewable capacity is set to more than double this year, up to 50 gigawatt. And if we accelerate, and if we scale up, and that's our plan, we can in the next year meet a new all-time record of over 100 gigawatt of additional renewable capacity. Because we know that every kilowatt hour of electricity that we generate from renewable sources like solar and wind and green hydrogen is not only good for our climate, but also good for our independence and our security of supply. And here, the Global South has the resources in abundance. So let's team up. And that is why the European Union is signing new hydrogen partnerships with Egypt, with Namibia, with Kazakhstan. That is why we are supporting partners such as Vietnam and South Africa to decarbonize their economies. We need to reach the Paris goals, and Europe is staying the course. We will reduce our greenhouse gas emissions by at least 55% till 2030, and that's cast in law. With our Fit for 55 package, we're putting in place the most ambitious legal framework worldwide. And we call on all major emitters to increase their ambitions too. And in addition, we need tangible progress on our global goal for adaptation. Those most in need in the developing world must be supported in adapting to a harsher climate. And this is also why the COP must make progress on averting, minimizing, and addressing loss and damage from climate change. It is high time to put this on the agenda. And finally, we urge our partners in the Global North to step up their climate finance to the Global South. Team Europe is providing its fair share of the $100 billion promise. For the second year in a row, we have exceeded 23 billion euros despite the COVID pandemic, despite the Russian war. And a big bulk of our climate finance goes already to adaptation. So it is doable, and we call on others to step up too. My message to you today is Europe is staying the course. So let's do this journey together.
Di kienet il-President tal-Kommissjoni Ewropea Ursula von der Leyen intervent li għamlet waqt il-konferenza tal-Presidenti il-COP 27 li qed titlaqa' f'Sharm el-Sheikh l-Eġittu. Tajjeb ngħidu li għalkemm kien hemm diversi mexxejja minn madwar id-dinja minħabba l-elezzjonijiet fl-Istati Uniti matul din il-ġimgħa ma kienx hemm preżenti l-President Amerikan Joe Biden li pajjiżu huwa kontributur ewlieni fit-tniġġis li qed jikkawża din il-kriżi klimatika u lanqas il-President Ċiniż Xi Jinping li huwa wkoll pajjiżu kontributur ewlieni ħafna għat-tibdil fil-klima u Joe Biden fil-fatt mistenni jasal l-Eġittu aktar tard illum. Imma ħan nitkellmu issa dwar kwistjoni oħra urġenti kemm għall-Ewropa kif ukoll għad-dinja. Qed nirreferi għas-sigurtà. Aktar u aktar ċittadini qegħdin online illum il-ġurnata, aktar ċittadini huma konxi ta' dak li qed jiġri madwarna fosthom il-gwerra fl-Ukraina li komplit toħroġ aktar fil-beraħ il-vulnerabilitajiet tal-Komunità Ewropea b'mod partikolari u li hija qrib ħafna ta' sitwazzjonijiet ġeopolitiċi li jafqanqlu tħassib għas-sigurtà u d-difiża u fil-fatt f'dawn il-jiem il-Kummissjoni Ewropea ipproponiet żewġ inizjattivi partikolari f'dan ir-rigward. Ħansegu l-kummenti tal-Viċi President tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea Margrethe Vestager.
Today we present a European security and defense package. It's composed of two elements, an action plan on military mobility and an EU cyber defense policy. With these two initiatives, the Commission is today stepping up its contribution to European defence.
Biex inkomplu nifhmu aħjar x'qed tippreżenta l-Kummissjoni Ewropea biex issaħħaħ is-sistemi tagħha ta' difiża kemm fiżika kif ukoll aktar u aktar diġitali biex issaħħaħ is-cyber security tagħha, se nerġgħu insegwu lill-Viċi President tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea li spjegat fost oħrajn kif f'dawn l-aħħar snin it-teddit għall-pajjiżi madwar id-dinja kemm għall-pajjiżi b'mod partikolari. Manka l-kumpaniji f'dawk il-pajjiżi saru jisiru b'mod aktar differenti minn kif kienu jisiru sa ftit ta' snin ilu. u dan anke esperjenza u diversi kumpaniji u organizzazzjonijiet Maltin li sfaw vitmi ta' attakki li huma magħrufa bħala cyber attacks. U għal daqstant il-Kummissjoni Ewropea se tuħu azzjonijiet konkreti f'dan ir-rigward.
The nature of threats, well, they have changed over the last decades. And we see an increasing number of malicious actions in cyberspace coming from both state and also non-state actors. So today, there is no European defense without cyber defense. That is why our second proposal today, the EU cyber defense policy, steps up our ability to protect both our military and our civilian assets from cyber attacks. We have seen it with the Russian attack on the Viasat satellite. Those satellites, they provide high-speed broadband both to commercial and military customers. So obviously, one can deeply affect military forces by attacking civilian infrastructure. And the same can be said about our 5G networks. Their security is of utmost importance also from a defense perspective. So today, almost 3 years after we adopted the 5G toolbox, we are urging member states who have not yet imposed restrictions on high-risk suppliers to do that without delay, as a matter of urgency. Time loss can increase the vulnerability in our networks, so determined action is absolutely needed on those few member states who have been delayed in using the toolbox. The cyber defense policy that we present today puts forward new instruments. They will reinforce our collective ability to address cyber threats from early detection of possible attacks to deterring future threats. We propose to increase cooperation on three main fronts: cooperation between member states' military, cooperation between civil and military, and cooperation between public and private sector. And also, and I think you will hear that at every press conference, there is an important dimension when it comes to skills. That people have the skills, the capability, that they're able to do what is actually needed, because our capacity to fight cyber threats depends also on having skilled people to be able to do it. Last but not least, threats to our security do not stop at our borders, neither should our responses to those threats. And that is why both proposals today includes provision to step up our cooperation with NATO and with partner countries, those who are like-minded and those who are in our neighborhoods.
Minn dawk il-kommenti tal-Viċi President tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea Margrethe Vestager se nsemmu l-edizzjoni tal-lum tal-programm Aħna l-Ewropa billi nitkellmu dwar tema topika ħafna li tirrelata ħafna marbuta mal-ewwel parti tal-programm id-diskussjoni li kellna fuq it-tibdil fil-klima. Għax riżultat tal-effetti tat-tibdil fil-klima ftit ta' snin ilu fil-bidu ta' diċenju li għadda il-Kummissjoni Ewropea anka fl-isfond tal-kriżi ekonomika u finanzjarja li kellna fl-2008, il-Kummissjoni Ewropea bdiet tieħu azzjonijiet aktar konkreti biex tassigura li il-pajjiżi għandhom sistema finanzjarja u ekonomika stabbli imma anke l-kumpaniji li operaw fl-Ewropa huma stabbli kemm finanzjarjament u aktar tard anke ambientalment. U fil-verità il-Kummissjoni Ewropea f'dawn l-aħħar ftit snin il-politika tagħha iddirezzjonata lejn ekonomija aktar sostenibbli. U nitkellmu dwar is-sostenibilità kważi kull jum b'mod regolari nisimgħu il-politiċi mhux biss f'pajjiżna imma anke fl-Ewropa u madwar id-dinja jitkellmu dwar l-importanza tas-sostenibilità li fi-klim aktar sempliċi il-pajjiżi kollha, speċjalment dawk fl-Unjoni Ewropea, qed jaħdmu fuq politika li tassigura lill-kumpaniji r-riżorsi li qed jużaw biex jipproduċu il-prodotti jew is-servizzi tagħhom ma jkollhomx impatt negattiv b'mod partikolari fuq l-ambjent u s-soċjetà b'mod ġenerali. Imma f'dawn l-aħħar ftit snin daħal fisseħ terminu ġdid, fil-verità kien tfassal fl-2004, ma bdejna nisimgħu dwar dawn il-kriterji f'dawn aħħar ftit snin, u partikolarment f'dawn aħħar ftit xhur. Qed nitkellmu dwar il-fatturi ESG, l-ambjent, is-soċjal u l-governanza. Min barra li l-kumpaniji se jibdow jitkelmu, anzi jitkejlu fuq l-abilta taħħom li juħolqu il-ġit li għamlu l-ilieħ fuq il-rizultati finanzjari, issa il-ħsiepu li jibdow jitkejlu kol fuq kemm huma sostenibli, fuq kemm jagħtu appoġġ lil-nisa fost oħrajn biex ikunu parti mit-teħid dad-deċiżjonijiet. Kemm qed jagħmlu inizjattivi favur il-komunità, inizjattivi soċjali, kemm qed jħabirku biex jħarsu l-ambjent u x'impatt l-attività tagħhom qed ikollha fuq l-ambjent. U f'Ġunju li għadda il-Parlament Ewropew u l-Kunsill approvaw proposta tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea biex tiġi riveduta direttiva li kienet taħlet fis-seħħ fl-2014 non-financial disclosure relatata l-NRFD kif hija magħrufa u issa se tiġi riveduta b'direttiva ġdida li se tkun magħrufa bħala CSRD. U din id-direttiva se tkun qed tidħol fis-seħħ fl-ewwel ta' Jannar 2024. Fil-bidu fl-ewwel fażi se tkun qed taffetwa kumpaniji multinazzjonali li f'Malta m'għandniex minnhom. Imma sal 2028 anke negozji żgħar u medji f'Malta se jkollhom jirrappurtaw l-impatt ambjentali, l-impatt soċjali u il-governanza jekk hux qed iħarsuha jew le. Hemm fatturi speċifiċi f'kull waħda minn dawn u ħut minnhom għadhom qed jitfasslu. Imma id-dibattitu dwar l-ESG qabad sew anke f'pajjiżna il-banek għandhom rwol kruċjali f'dan kollu u f'dawn l-aħħar jiem il-Viċi President tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea l-Irlandiża Mairead McGuinness tkellmet fil-Parlament Ewropew dwar din it-direttiva CSRD li se tbiddel għal kollox kif inħarsu lejn l-ESG, il-fatturi ESG u anke kif il-kumpaniji għandhom ħarsu biex iħejju għal din il-bidla.
This has been a really interesting debate and I have to say that despite some criticism, I think there's a shared view across all of the groups that what we're doing is not only important but hugely significant. And I want to thank you for the strength of the presentations this evening. Maybe a point on SMEs because Madam Niebler made and always does speak for SMEs. And we share that concern that SMEs should not be burdened with the same standards as larger companies. So we will be proportionate and there is a time difference as to when listed SMEs will have to report. We will be very vigilant when we get from EFRAG their standards to pay attention to this proportionality. And we will do that before adopting the delegated act that will put these in place. Maybe a key point that few of us referenced, but I think is hugely important, is that the information provided will have to be verified. And this is very significant because it does mean that we will not only look at the figures that companies produce in terms of how profitable, etc., we will be looking at the information around sustainability. Both sets of information will have to be verified. And that will give confidence to investors and to companies about the information.
Dwar dan is-suġġett żgur li se jkollna ċans li nkomplu nitkellmu f'programmi oħrajn simili fuq Campus FM u fuq mezzi oħrajn. B'dawk il-kummenti tal-Viċi President tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea Mairead McGuinness ġejna fit-tmiem din l-edizzjoni. Grazzi tal-li segwejtuna l-appuntament tal magħkom għal bħallum ġimgħa fl-istess.
Il-programm li għadkom kemm smajtu kien miġjub lilkom bix-xewqa tajba tar-rappreżentanza tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea f'Malta.